So who seems most beautiful to the worldly samsaric people? Those who act sweetly and give their words like candy. Okay. So who seems most beautiful to the worldly samsaric people? Those who act sweetly and give their words like candy. Yeah. So these are people who, with an insincere mind, want to make a good impression or want to manipulate somebody, and so give their words like candy, you know, tell you whatever you want to hear so that you like them. And, you know, sometimes it's not that these people are always thinking, oh, I want to manipulate somebody, so I'm going to say this and that. But it can also be out of attachment or out of fear. Somehow we want other people to like us. We're so attached to reputation, to praise, to approval, that we say whatever we think they think we should think. Yeah, so our words are said like candy. Tell somebody what they want to hear and then do whatever you want. So that clearly makes a mess, yeah, and it breaks trust, and it just is, it doesn't work in relationships. But, you know, so often we're very afraid to say what we're really thinking or to be straightforward with people. So we tiptoe around and we say things to kind of make it okay, even though we don't really believe what we're saying. Yeah. So, you know, we've experienced, again, this is another one where we've experienced both sides of the thing. One, where we give our words like candy to other people so that they'll like us. The second one, when we are very don't have much discrimination and we just take in what superficially appears from other people, which is their words that seem like candy, you know, telling us what we want to hear. And I realized about myself some time ago that anybody who says something nice about me, I automatically like, and they will be my friend. Yeah? Doesn't matter whether they mean it or not, but just say something nice. Yeah, I will be your friend. And realizing how completely gullible that makes somebody, but also, yeah, it's like people saying sweet words isn't what we should trust. We should look at what's really going on inside of somebody, you know? And if somebody's really willing to be honest and to be truthful and say what they think, you know, because those people then, at least we know what we're dealing with. The people who say what they think we think, what they think we think they should say, then we don't really know where they're at. Yeah, and so it makes you know, relating to them rather difficult because we have no clue. They're kind of, you know, there's some people that kind of like chameleon. Is that lizard? Yeah, you know? And so whoever they're with, they change personalities and say what that group of people wants them to say and do what that group of people wants them to do. They kind of lose themselves. And so you don't really know who they are. And again, it's not because they're necessarily evil, conniving people, but they aren't grounded. Yeah, so the words come out like candy and chameleons blending in with anything. And so, you know, for us, when we're on one side of it, to not rush into things and to get to know somebody well and not just be very gullible, not be suspicious and mistrustful either, but not be so attached to people saying nice things about us that whenever they do, we believe them and they're our friend forever, you know, because that doesn't work. And then when we're on the other side, for us, ourselves, not to be like that with other people and to be able to be truthful and sometimes to point out difficult things to people because we care about them. Yeah. But then so often we like the people who give us candy when we talk, when they talk, you know, we like that. And we see those people as our friends. And the people who point out difficult things to us, it's like, they're my enemies, they're criticizing me, I can't trust them. But they're the ones who often are acting with a kind heart because they care about us. So we have to develop some discriminating wisdom here. Yeah. When we're on both sides of it, when we're giving it, when we're receiving it. Okay. Job interviews and dating, yeah. The two most important, you know, in a worldly life, because this verse is particularly about worldly life, the two areas of your life that are very important are the ones where you fake it the most and try and create an image. Interesting, isn't it? And also from the side of teachers sometimes, or older practitioners, saying sweet words to gather a group of people around. I mean, that's why the first bodhisattva vow is, you know, against praising self and criticizing others to attract a, you know, a following. And sometimes from the student side, you know, we want to be the best student. And so our words are like candy too. Yeah. I mean, when you're a serious practitioner, the people who point out to us what we need to work on are the dearest people. Yeah, because often, like you said, we're blind.